USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
and the makeup of this commission, which was vital for the president, there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court, people will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
The panel will be led by Bob Bauer, who served as White House counsel for former President Barack Obama and is also a fan of term limits for Supreme Court justices. Hip-hop legend DMX is dead at the age of 50. Reports say he died of complications from a drug overdose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is praising the late Prince Philip as a man who inspired the lives of countless young people.
Speaking on their golden wedding anniversary, Her Majesty said that our country owed her husband a greater debt than he would ever claim or we shall ever know.
At Downing Street today, Johnson saying that Prince Philip also helped steer the royal family and monarchy so that it remained an institution indisputably vital to balance and happiness of our national life. Thursday was a very busy day for President Biden with his pen.
President Biden announced executive orders on guns, including attempts to reduce the proliferation of 3D printed guns known as ghost guns. Under current law, manufacturing ghost guns is permitted for personal use. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris with nothing on their public schedules Friday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The White House is defending the Biden administration's border policies as Texas Governor Greg Abbott demands an understaffed migrant facility in San Antonio be shut down over sexual assault claims. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki not addressing that issue, but saying it would be inhumane to send unaccompanied minors packing despite the growing surge at the southern border. Regarding the facility in San Antonio, former acting director of ICE Tom Homan says,
here's what no one's talking about. The Biden administration is contracted with NGOs who have no business running detention facilities. I mean, Washington Examiner just broke a story last night in a Giotelli about the way these contracts are being let. I mean, we have family residential centers that are licensed, that are run by contractors who work through ICE, who have pediatricians on site, social workers on site, child psychologists. These were built for vulnerable people, women and children. And they're practically empty because the Biden administration calls them for-profit prisons. So they rather walk away from the state-of-the-art facility, the gold standard for vulnerable people. They walk away from these facilities, leave them half empty, and they're signing contracts with fellow NGOs.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, the more contagious British B.1.1.7 strain of COVID-19 is now the most popular strain in the United States, with cases concentrated mostly in Michigan and the New York City region. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.